You're listening to Real World News. Energy and climate change.
Before the end of the UN Climate Change Conference, COP16, the international grassroots movement, La Villa Campesina, issued a final declaration to close the mobilizations and actions carried out in Cancun, Mexico, to demand environmental justice and respect to Mother Earth. La Villa Campesina had started its mobilizations on November 28th with three caravans that left San Luis Potosí, Guadalajara, and Acapulco in a joint effort with the National Assembly of Environmentally Affected People, the National Liberation Movement, and the Mexican Union of Electricians. Other caravans from Chiapas, Oaxaca, and Guatemala joined these three, and they all arrived together to Cancun on December the 3rd. The following day, they started the Global Forum for Life, Social, and Environmental Justice. The movement carried out several activities for all mobilizations, and on December the 7th, thousands of people marched to the place where the UN official negotiations were taking place in Cancun. This march was reproduced in 37 countries in the framework of the Thousands of Cancun's call raised by the peasant movement. Current models of consumption, production, and trade have caused massive environmental destruction. Indigenous peoples and peasant farmers, men and women, are the main victims. So our mobilization to Cancun and in Cancun sought to tell the world that we need a change in economic and development paradigms, read La Villa Campesina statement. We must go beyond the anthropocentric model. We must rebuild the cosmovision of our peoples based on a holistic view of the relationship between the cosmos, Mother Earth, the air, the water, and all living beings. Human beings do not own nature, but rather form part of all that lives. That's why La Villa denounces that the governments remain indifferent to climate change and debate speculative financial schemes, new green economies, and the privatization of the commons instead of discussing ways to solve climate change, and in addition, fossil solutions such as RED, CDM, nuclear energy, and geoengineering represent a dangerous threat. La Villa Campesina also denounces the imposition of industrial agriculture through the implementation of genetically modified products and land grabs that go against food sovereignty, and highlights the exclusion of peasant and indigenous peoples in discussions on key issues, and they denounce the expulsion of members of organizations from the official talks of the COP16 due to their opposition to government proposals that promote a system of depredation that threatens to exterminate the Mother Earth and humanity. Finally, the movement denounced the efforts of the World Bank, the International Monetary Fund, and the World Trade Organization to facilitate the entry of huge transnational corporations and the impacts of free trade agreements with the United States and the European Union, considered by them as trade and investment treaties that open the doors of our countries to transnational companies to take control of our natural resources. Meanwhile, the movement demands food sovereignty as a real solution. They call to rebuild the relationship with Mother Earth and to resume what was established in the People's Agreement of Cochabamba. Also, La Villa Campesina calls for assuming collective responsibility for Mother Earth, changing patterns of development and economic structures, and breaking down the power of transnational companies. And it recognizes governments like Bolivia, Tuvalu, and others that have had the courage to resist the imposition of governments of the North and transnational corporations. We call on other governments to join the people's resistance against climate crisis. The movement also calls to stop pollution and hold the people responsible for environmental crimes accountable, and asks social movements and organizations to defend Mother Earth. La Villa also demands that biodiversity protection, food sovereignty, and water management policies be based on the experience and the full participation of the communities themselves. Lastly, La Villa Campesina demands a worldwide consultation with people to decide the policies and global actions needed against the climate crisis. Today, right now, we call on humanity to act immediately to rebuild the life of all of nature, applying the concept of life in balance, states the movement. And they add, this is why, from the four corners of the planet, we stand up to say, no more harm to our Mother Earth, no more destruction of the planet, no more evictions from our territories, no more murder of the sons and daughters of the Mother Earth, no more criminalization of our struggles, no to the Copenhagen Agreement, yes to the principles of Cochabamba.
You're listening to Real World News.